Today is Friday in the Easter Octave. Welcome to the antepenultimate podcast for the cycle of Lent and Easter. Today the Roman station is Santa Maria ad Martires, Saint Mary of the Martyrs, which is the ancient Roman edifice called the Pantheon. This Pantheon was built originally by Marcus Agrippa, one of the Triumviri with Augustus Caesar. Hadrian rebuilt it in 126. The dome, a half-sphere, was built to resemble the vault of heaven, and it is slightly wider than the dome of St. Peter's Basilica. In 609, it was consecrated as a church. The ancient bronze was stripped from the building in the 17th century by the Barberini Pope, Urban VIII, to make cannons and the bronze baldachin of St. Peter's Basilica, thus prompting the Roman adage, "Quod non fecerunt barbari, fecerunt barbarini." But the barbarians did not do, the Barberinis did. In 608, the Byzantine Emperor Phoca gave the Pantheon to Boniface IV, and there was organized an evocative ceremony to consecrate it to the Christian God. On the 13th of May in 609, a huge crowd gathered near the Pantheon to witness the event. Chronicles recount chaos and chilling screams that were felt from within. The pagan demons were aware of what was about to happen. The doors were thrown open, and the Pope, in front of the entrance, began to recite the formula for exorcism. The screams from the idols increased in intensity, and the commotion deafened the ears of the onlookers. Fear gripped the crowd, and no one was able to stand on their feet, looking at and hearing that terrible spectacle. Only Boniface IV resisted. Undaunted, he prayed and consecrated the Pantheon to Christ. It is said that the demons left the ancient temple chaotically and with great noise, fleeing from the open eye of the dome and from the main doors. Once the ceremony was over, the Pope dedicated the building to the Mother of God, the Madonna dei Martiri, in memory, perhaps, of the many Christians killed in honor of those filthy idols. That was back in the year 609, when popes tried to get demonic idols out of churches instead of bringing them in. From Lenten Reflections from A Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. From the letter to the Ephesians, "Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." The marital imagery of Christ's love for his church becomes a powerful symbol for the sacrament of marriage. Just as God's fatherhood is the perfect reality that human fatherhood portrayed, though imperfectly, so the marriage of Christ and the church is the perfect reality portrayed by human marriage. Our vision for marital love and sexual intimacy should reflect this reality. Western society has made an idol out of sex. Sex dominates our entertainment, it sells our cars, it controls the way we think of ourselves. Our society is driven by sex, it lives for sex. Our longing for sexual intimacy is among our deepest desires and strongest passions. God has placed in us these natural desires, which reflect supernatural desires fulfilled only in Him. For example, we hunger for food. We eat food, we are filled. This images a spiritual longing within us, satisfied only when God fills us with Himself. We long for beauty. We discover it in the things around us, but only when God's beauty ravishes us do we find peace. We desire intimacy and sexual union, and we find it in other persons, but that desire points to a deeper desire, which only union with God can meet. Union with God proves to be deep intimacy and unimaginable ecstasy, infinite fulfillment of the desire to love and be loved. This is a truth that only the mystic can really understand, but then mystics are lovers, and God wants all of us to be lovers. Questions. Do I view marriage in a sacramental way? What can I do to affirm the value of marriage in today's society? Lord Jesus, let me always remember that marriage and family life are meant to be a sign of your intimate union with your bride, the Church. Marriage is a precious sign of the intense love you have for each of us.